Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Peter of Verona, priest and martyr. And from the United States, I'm your preacher today, Father Scott Steinkirchner, with a sermon I'm calling Beyond Words. We have two interesting readings today. The first one is from Paul's second letter to Timothy, and it's lovely at the top, but I want to bring in this last piece of it. Remind them of this, Paul says, and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by Him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Thus ends that reading. The gospel is an interesting one from Mark. Jesus has been teaching in the temple area, and people are asking Him all sorts of questions, and He's giving them these great answers. And one of the scribes, seeing that Jesus is doing a good job, he comes up to Him and he says, which is the greatest commandment? And Jesus, of course, says, you know, love the Lord God with all your heart. And then He adds, love your neighbor as yourself. And then the gospel says, then the scribe said to Him, you are right, teacher. You have truly said that He is one, and besides Him there is no other. And to love Him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that He answered wisely, He said to the scribe, you are not far from the kingdom of God. After that, no one dared to ask Him any question. That ends this gospel, and Jesus moves to a different place. All of this question has come to an end. Why? Because I think the implicit thing here is, to the scribe, if I am right, then why don't you follow me? That there is more to this than just arguing about what it says, but it's giving yourself to God, and it's becoming one of my followers. So will the scribe do that? And that's the tie-in to the first reading. We don't want to just argue for argument's sake. What does the faith say? What do you think? Well, let's look at all the bits and pieces and pull it apart. No. What's the most important part? And then do your best to present yourself as a worker who's working on that, who lives your life by that. It's not only knowing the truth, but giving yourself to it. That's the next step. That's what needs to happen. Don't just spend forever wrangling over what the truth is. So I think that's what these readings are challenging me to today. Am I living the center of the gospel? Do I get caught up in little arguments or something? Or am I really living this out? This is a day to do that. God bless you in that task yourself.